Hi and welcome, I'm Tom, your host, and this is the Dropcast Movie Poster Podcast. This format is part of the Instagram blog Drop, and you can find us under @DropMacOfficial. We do reviews, news, and interviews that all have to do with the film business. And in this show, we will talk about the art you can see on the left, and also talk on a closer look about The Little Droidsmith, aka Babu Freak, by Ruiz Burgos, who is a great artist from Spain, and he did a lot of work with Bottleneck already. And as you can see in the back here, there's the Baby Yoda, which is also by him. So stay tuned and follow along on our Instagram blog @DropMacOfficial, or check out the YouTube version where you have everything in one place. Now let's get started. And our first piece we're going to look at is Cinder Called Cinderella by George Kaltsudas, which is a release by Bottleneck Gallery, and it's part of a two series. The other one we're going to see, it's Maleficent. I'm going to take that away already, but this is a very Disney-centered art piece where you can see, which is like kept beautiful and white, has all as the white background, has all a white peach kind of color theme, which is very cool, and I think it will look very good in every little kid's room around the world. So if you want to pick up some cool art by a cool artist, then this would be a good choice for your kid's room. And as I mentioned already, the other one from this series is the Maleficent piece, which is also very cool. I like the character design, which is very very close to the original animations, as you can see here, and it has also like the dynamic of the piece. I love that it goes beyond this kind of frame he set himself with in the bottom here, and that it looks almost like a tree rooted that goes up, which is like a cool thing for this kind of art piece. And everybody's looking at Maleficent, which is really cool, and I really like this art piece, and it would also, I think, go along in your kid's room, but could be the source of nightmare as well, since Maleficent is very or seems dangerous and maybe not that suitable for a little kid's room, but parents' choice, I'd say. Okay, the third one we are going to talk about is Leo, which has also a cool frame, I would say here. It's just like this kind of unfinished art piece frame. And this is by Gary Cleary, or Jerry Cleary. And I try to find out, but I didn't find anything on if he did the other turtles as well. But this is also released by Bottleneck Gallery, and it has Leo here, very kind of depressed in a way. And I think it's a very cool piece. It's something different, and I like because Leo is like the thinking guy of the turtles, I'd say. He's not the cowabunga jump in guy, but that's why I like this piece. And he also looks a little bit like a boxer, like he's like the round is over, he's in this corner, and contemplating what to do next. And I think it's a very cool piece, and more artistic than I would say pop cultural, but very cool. The next one we're going to look at is a very cool one by Cliff Cramp. He does a lot of cool illustrations, and this one is, as most of you probably would have already seen, is Mordor. And he did some more artwork for this Lord of the Rings series, I think it's two or three more. And he did before, I think a couple of weeks back or a month back or so, he did, I think, the Balrog as well. And this is a very cool piece. I really like this landscape view of Middle Earth, because Middle Earth has like when it comes, for example, to like looking at New Zealand and stuff like that, they have a lot of cool architecture, which is not appreciated enough, I'd say. And when you look at the movie especially, Peter Jackson used a lot of that architecture and this cinematography to put these landscapes in, and I think Cliff Cramp captured this very well. So check him out as well. And our next piece goes into the Star Wars section. May the 4th has just been over, but this one is a piece by Pablo Oliveira, and this is the High Noon foil variant. There are different, I think, three different versions released by Bottleneck as well. And I think the foil version would look really cool with his Beskar armor. And I had, like, the last times I talked about Pablo Oliveira, it was like this landscape art he did for Bottleneck on Lord of the Rings, for example, but also the Neo Tokyo for Akira. And I think this one, he knocks out of the park as well. If you really like the show The Mandalorian, and you are in for The Mandalorians, not only for Baby Yoda, this piece would make a cool add to your collection. The next one is by artist Anne Bambi. We talked about her last time in the release, I think, or the time before. She did the Wonder Woman pieces, and now she continued with a Joker one and also a Harley Quinn one, which I did not feature because I really love this Joker one. It's a really cool piece, and she's a good artist. I hope to get her on the show at some point and talk about her art. And this piece, I think, is very cool because it's from the beginning of the movie, and it captures the different perspective, I'd say, very well. And one of my favorite scenes right at the beginning. And the next one is The Big Lebowski. I mean, a lot of people have this one as their favorite movie. And this one was not released by Bottleneck Gallery. It was released by Mondo, and it captures the spirit of the dude in this case, the Big Lebowski, very well. And it has like the bowling here in the back and stuff like that. So it's a very, very cool piece. And I like the color scheme with the reds in the carpet and onto the robe here, and like even the background and all of that, and the smoke of a cigarette in here. I love this piece very well. I also like this unfinished style here at the bottom. And yeah, very, very cool art by, didn't even name the artist, I'm sorry, Mark Espinall. And he's a very cool artist. I checked his art out. So do that also as well, as I include all the information at the bottom there. And yeah, very cool stuff. I really enjoyed this piece. And I think it's still available on Mondo. So head over to Mondo Tees and check it out. The next one, also released by Mondo, is this piece here. It's part of the Batman animated series. It's called Dreams in Darkness, and it's created by Phantom City Creative. We had them on before, I think, and they were on the Greg Ruth podcast with the Godzilla poster we talked about. And this piece is, I think, the shape of this kind of cloud, or like stench, you could even say, that hangs over Batman. It's very Joker shaped, and it has like all the villains in there. And it's like as it says, dreams in darkness, like it's a nightmare. And I think the color scheme is picked very well. There's also a variant, but I think this one is better in my opinion. But I it's a really interesting piece, and I think the Batman animated series is one of the best Batman version out there. So if you haven't seen it, it was part of my youth, so maybe yours as well, but check it out as well. It's a cool series, and this print goes along very well. So head over to Mondo and see if you can get it, or check the aftermarket. And another Mondo piece we're going to talk about is something different, because I try to like sometimes do something different. And this one is a t-shirt series for those two guys, Bill and Ted, and yeah, their incredible journey. It's this the first one is called The Long Fall to Hell, and it's by Matt Ryan Tobin. He designed all the stuff that went on the shirts. And I think this is a very cool way to have a movie, or like an iconic scene from the movie, on the post, not on the poster. See, that's the thing, on the shirt. And I really like what he has done there. We talked about The Hunter, or Hunters, the TV show before, that was also by him. And yeah, this piece is really cool. And let me show you the other ones. I also like this one as well. Be excellent to each other, which is a cool statement to have on a shirt. And it comes from this reference from the movie. Very cool. And also this one here, The Wild Stallions. Very nice choice, even with the cool, with the horse on the front and the Wild Stallions on the back. Really cool design. And I really like this for the movie. And our last piece is by none other than Raid 71. It's Guardians of the Galaxy, the first volume one version. And we had him on for our last release show with the Hey Joe poster for Blade Runner. And in his similar fashion with the crazy colors, they did this nice screen print for gray matter art. And it turned out very well, I think. And for Guardians of the Galaxy fans, I think it's a must. So check into that. It's very worth your time to look at this great poster. And yeah, I think that is all for this release section. And now we can go over and talk to Rhys Burgos about Babu Frick, the little droid smith. This is the poster again, yeah, so you have that already in advance. And we will look at the different stages, how that poster was made and how it came about. And yeah, I think it's a really good piece. I can't wait to have it in here. I can pair with this little guy over there. So yeah, let me know what you think about the art. Maybe I can show you, or I showed you something new that you can add to your Instagram account and look at the art, and also check out the stuff on the aftermarket if there is no availability anymore. Okay, now over to Rhys Burgos. How you doing, my man?
Hi, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. We talked about it that a language barrier could be, so we try to take it slow, but we really, really want to know how you made this piece I'm going to present. I talked about, because you can see in the back here, I talked about it on a different show about the Baby Yoda one, and today we are going to talk about a new piece you did with Bottleneck. It is the Babu Frick, the little droid smith version. All the people can see it now. This is the regular version that was released by Bottleneck. Do you know what kind of run it was?
It was a limited run.
Yeah, but how many?
I can't remember exactly the number. I think it was like 300.
Yeah, something like 225 or so, somewhere around there. But yeah, it was a very limited run, and it was sold out quick. It was sold out very quick.
Yeah, a couple of days or something like that.
I think it was even on the first day, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't in the first day. It was sold out in the second day. But
okay, yeah. But close enough. I mean, yeah, he's also a very cute guy, and I heard about, because we talked about it a little bit earlier, because you can see in the back here by Rios, he has a lot of Hot Toys, Sideshow collectibles, figures in the back. And I read the other day that people are, because I'm in a group on Facebook, and they want also a Babu Frick life-size figure.
Yeah, I can totally understand. Everyone loves Babu Frick.
Okay. So how did this happen? I'm going to put in the child for a second here. This is a sketch version. Because the sketch version, which part of the process was this when you did the child?
I painted the child last Christmas. Mm-hmm. Bottleneck sent me an email. They asked for a Baby Yoda piece. I asked them for mm-hmm. when, because we are in Christmas right now. I'm not working, and they told me, we need it for last week, so it need to be right now. So yeah, I try to work very fast in a sketch. I send them two sketches. This mm-hmm. is the first one I did. They loved them both, so they sent both the sketches to Lucasfilm, to Acme Archives, mm-hmm. and they are the intermediary for the designer. Both of them was approved, so I painted this one because Bottleneck wanted this piece before the other one, but the other one is finished and it's approved too, and it's going to be released in the future. I don't know when, so mm-hmm. I'm very happy because they asked me for one, I did two, and they both are going to be released, so yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. How
like a month later, when episode 9 was released and yeah. everyone was loving Babu Freak, they sent exactly. me an email with the idea of making a Babu Freak piece in the same size and kind of design to yeah. make them look like a couple. So why not?
It turned out very great. And by the way, I read an article that Steven Spielberg is the reason why Babu Frick was in the movie. I heard that J.J. Abrams cut Babu Frick out, and Steven Spielberg watched this cut and he was like, where's Babu Frick? So he was back in the movie. And
he stole the film completely. I love it here. I love the character. When they asking me for the piece, I had just a few images of him as reference because the movie was still on Cedar. So
yeah.
I asked him for some reference, and they asked to Lucasfilm, and they sent a few pictures of the actual puppet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool with a lot of watermarks with Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
All of that. But yeah, it was really cool to be able to see all the details in the actual puppet. It's really
That's
cool.
That's very great. Did you watch the extras yet? I mean, they have like a long like documentary behind the scene one on the DVD.
Yeah, it was a documentary or something like that. I still haven't seen it.
Okay, maybe it's in there. I'm looking forward. I haven't seen it yet either, but I'm definitely going to watch it and check it out and let the people know if it's in there. I'm gonna pull up your first sketch you did. The is it a pencil drawing or a digital pencil drawing?
It's all digital. In this kind of pieces I do for galleries or something like that, it's always digital because I can't do this kind of piece in traditional. I'm not a good traditional painter. I can paint, but I'm not good.
That's funny.
I can do the pencils, of course, but when you scan them and put in them into Photoshop and you start working on them, at the end it's a lot of time you don't need to spend because you need to rework the in the computer, so it's easier for me to do it directly in the computer.
Oh, okay, I see. Because like I talked to Greg Ruth the other day, and he said he basically never does anything on Photoshop. He just knows the basics to do that.
He's the pencil master.
Yeah, he's very great, yeah.
I think he's the best in pencil work. His inspirational, always.
Yeah, he's a very great guy to talk to. So look forward for that. It's coming out on May 1st, or it came out on May 1st, because this section is going to be released 1 week after. But yeah, it's going to be a good talk. We talked for 1.5 hours, so it was
very long.
A lot. I didn't have to do anything. I asked him questions, and he just kept talking.
Yeah. I can do the same because my English is not that good.
Don't worry, you're doing very good. I'm an English teacher, I can tell you, you're doing very good.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the next step of the Babu Frick evolution, as you could say. Now you filled in with the colors. How did you decide on that? Did you keep it basically exactly as the images you had, or did you change up a little bit?
I usually, if you see that moment in the process, that image, and the previous sketch and the final one, you can see difference because the piece is always in evolution, you know. You start trying to be close to the original, but sometimes you need to change things to make the image more appealing or, you know, more beautiful. So it's a mix of things. I'm a realistic painter. I always try to be close to the original, but I don't want it to be exactly the same as the picture is, because you have the screen, the movies still. You don't need to copy exactly the same. You need to interpret in a way, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of things, you know. You put things from just from you because you think it looks better that way. But the basis of the image is the movie still, basically. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you I just showed the little mechanic that the third evolution, now that when you filled in the colors and had the bottom part edited and your signature is already on it, and then compared to the last one, I think both pieces, the Baby Yoda and Babu Frick one, they look really lifelike. Is that what you were going for also?
Yeah, I always try to have them this life, you know, the feeling of life in the character. Mm-hmm. And no matter it is a puppet or a creature or an actor, you need to make him look like alive, because otherwise you look at him and you see a puppet, not a character.
How do you use all the, like, which kind of techniques do you use in Photoshop? Is it just one sort of brush you use, or how are you working?
I usually use just one brush to do all the piece, including the line art. I use the same brush. I have a brush that imitates pretty cool traditional brushes. Mm-hmm. If you put this brush really small, it looks almost like pencils. So I use the same for both line and color. And when the main art is finished, sometimes I use other specific brushes to do effects, like you can see all the bottom of the images. Mm-hmm. This brush is like, oleum or this kind of textures, fabric textures, or this kind of application. I do them with another or two brushes, but I use one, two, three brushes in a piece, that's all. And never go for more brushes, because some people use a lot of brushes and use a silhouette. And it's cool, it's not bad, of course, but I just can't do it. I'm the same with the traditional. I'm using one or two pencils, maybe one ink, and that's all. Because I can't work with a lot of things.
I mean, since you're the best six fan arts maker out right now, with all those challenges, are you doing those with the hand, or are you doing this all digital as well?
No, they are all digital.
All digital. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's the same with exactly the same technique in these pieces of Babu and the child, just quicker, a lot of quicker. So. I maybe spend 4 days or 5 days doing these pieces. With the six funnel challenge, I made each one of them in 1 hour or two.
Okay, cool.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, I think I got a friend of mine. He has connections to Netflix, so maybe I should talk to them that you make all of the character posters for all the La Casa de Papel. Series, well, that would be great. Yeah. Because I really loved your Tokyo, as I told you before, and it really reminded me of the series, and then I would just watch it, and you just made that, and that was kind of cool.
Thank you. It would be awesome, of course.
Is there going to be in the future? Is there going to be any APs that others proves that you will come out with, or is it just the limited series that came out with Bottleneck?
I don't know. Actually, right now I did another Star Wars pieces for Bottleneck, and it's going to be released, that for sure. But after that, I really don't know if we are going to do other pieces. A few months ago, I did a Princess Leia poster for them, a big one, a big poster. I love the idea of making three poster with maybe three layers or three different characters, mm-hmm. one for each movie of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, of course, why not? Not the original trilogy, all the saga. I said, well, we'll see. So, yeah, but I probably work in a few more pieces of Star Wars with them, with Bottleneck.
Okay, can I tell you I hate you right now? Because that's where all my money goes.
Well, that's cool. It's great for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's the idea. But I still don't know. I don't have specific plans for making that in the next weeks or months or even in this year. I don't know. Okay.
But still, I can wait.
Yeah. I will do a few other things with Bottleneck, but it's not Star Wars related or the life. I can't wait to see them release it because one of them is already finished, but these things always takes their time, so I need to be patient too.
All right, I understand. So, okay, before we are finished, I just want to have a short movie review from you. What did you like about Star Wars 9? What didn't you like? And how would you rate the movie on a scale from 0 to 10?
Okay. I liked the movie. I know a lot of people hate the movie or the whole sequel trilogy. I'm not like that. I think it's not the best Star Wars movie.
That's true.
It's not the worst either. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It has a few points that didn't work it very well. Its storytelling has a lot of problems.
Yeah. Did you have any chance to read the Colin Trevorrow script?
No, I didn't read it. I have seen it around there in the net, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, I think there's a cartoon version. Somebody made a cartoon version and with concept art, like a 10, 15 minute video. I'll find it maybe later when we're done here, but I'm not showing it to you. And they did that and they incorporated the whole script. And I think you get a good glimpse of the story. And I really enjoyed it. I wish they would have made that movie.
You know, maybe the script is better, but I hated Jurassic World, so I don't want Trevorrow to make a Star Wars movie.
I don't think he's not bad, but maybe we could have been in a...
Yeah, it could have been better. We never know.
Exactly, we will never know. We can only dream.
Even if the script is better, the movie, you don't know if the movie could have been that better.
That's because true.
At the end, the movie is not the same you read in the script or the same that the director want to do. It's a huge committee of businessmen deciding what to do every day, and the movie changed a lot of times at its end. So, you never know. We have, I'm happy with it. I enjoyed it most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very entertaining. It's the main reason because I like Star Wars. They are just silly sci-fi adventure movies, and that's a cool part of Star Wars. That's always was Star Wars. It hasn't need to be other thing. I love it. I love the characters. I love it, Babu Frick, of course. But I the rest of the character. I love Kylo Ren. I love Rey. I love it to see the old ones returning to their characters. It was really cool. They are really cool. You know.
Okay. Then how would you rate the movie on a scale from 0 to 10?
Oh, from 0 to 10, I will say maybe a 6.
All right, sounds good. I think that's where I'm right about now as well. I started out as an 8, I think, and then it got every time I watched it, because I watched it in the first week 4 times, and it got
I still haven't. I just seen the movie one time in theaters, and I still didn't see it again. I'm curious to see it again because you know the first time you want to see a lot of things. You have your expectation, and it's very different. The second one, you know what you are going to see, so you usually can you can enjoy it better, and you can see it in other way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I did. I basically like every viewing I did in this first week, I tried to look out for different aspects and angles. And yeah, the more I talked about it with like with the people who have seen it, the more I was down on that movie. But yeah, people who want to check out the review, it's on Instagram. So get over there and check out the review. Okay, Luis. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking about your Babu Frick print. I really, really enjoyed it. And we will talk soon, probably, and a long interview one, because you said you wanted to test this out. And this is, I think, a good test. And I think you passed easily. So we could do a
Thank
long one.
you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.